Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such proof.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Alrighty then. Alright, here we go. Here we go. Another Thursday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to survive another week in this crazy world we're living in right now. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Everybody wants to be a radio personality. Yeah, I get so many people asking me about, you know, radio and you know, how it works. I want to tell my fellow graduates with the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I attended and graduated for radio and television. So in any case, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show for a Thursday. It's January 16th, 2020. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me. Welcome, Mr. Ron Kelly Show. And shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. And thanks to the folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show all across America. I really need to say that I appreciate you guys for listening to the program. The ratings have gone up significantly. So, yeah, I want to thank everybody for checking me out here, because you could be doing something else on this Thursday, but you're here with me Thursday night, 7 o'clock to 8. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Well, you know, it's hard to find friends these days, you know. I think I posted on Facebook earlier this week about somebody texted me good morning, and they said GM. I mean, what the hell is GM? Like, you don't have the time to write out the proper good morning. And not that I was so offended by it, but I'm like, wow, you GM, what the hell does that mean? You know, technology, since from the time when I was a teenager, has expanded significantly. And there are some technological advances that have really helped, you know, our society. But, you know, with the texting and, you know, some things are just not as great as, you know, as they should be. And with the texting and stuff like that, you know, people texting and driving and causing accidents and all kinds of stuff, text is just not that important. So if you get a text message and you're driving, just don't pay attention to it. Anyway, man, it is cold. It is frosty outside. You know, last Thursday, I believe it was around 70 degrees almost, and, you know, it was almost take off your jacket weather, but I knew that it was going to get cold again, and it did. It has dipped significantly. We had these snow, what you call it, squalls, and I was at work today, and my phone just started just making noise. I'm like, wow, what's going on here? I got the alarm, you know, that alarm scared the crap out of me, because, you know, when you hear that, you don't know what that alarm is about. It could be war, it could be anything. You know, thankfully enough, it was about the weather that we had today. Anyway, frosty out there, and it was really nice last week, so Mother Nature is playing some cruel jokes on us. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me, everybody. It's about 5 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, heard here every Thursday night, 7 o'clock on the blogtalkradio.com and on Instagram and everywhere else I am, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's getting, you know, it's frosty out there. But anyway, man, what a dangerous world we live in. If you got something going on, do what you need to do now. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a very dangerous world we live in. I was reading about a lady who was walking down the street, and a piece of plywood fell off a building and hit her and killed her. I'm like, man, you know, you just don't never know when your ticket is going to be punched. But anyway, I'm grateful to still be here another week in America. And so welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. So the impeachment trial of the president, our president, as much as I hate to say it, President Trump, is taking place. The articles of impeachment were walked over, the judicial way from the Senate chamber. And man, you know, this Trump thing, you know, let me start with this. You know, this Trump thing, my position is this. If something happens where Trump is actually removed from office, you think the Trump fans are going to just say, oh, well, and shrug their shoulders? No. If Trump gets impeached and is removed from office, there's going to be some ish out here. You better believe it, because there's some crazy folks who just love the man for some ungodly reason. And it's going to be some stuff out here if he gets impeached. Now, I'm not trying to yell fire in a crowded theater or anything like that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But, man, you know, if he gets impeached, it's going to be a problem out here. So shout out to Malik Carey, my brother from Christchurch. Y'all know about Christchurch. Montclair, two campuses, one in Montclair and one in Rockaway, the one I attend, in Rockaway, New Jersey. So if you don't have a church home, if you need a place to worship the Lord, I can't think of a better place than Christchurch. Pastor David Ireland, the lead pastor. So there's a lot going on. I got a whole lot to talk about. I got to squeeze into this hour here. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Once again, you know, the ratings are up on the Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in to me every Thursday night right here on the Ron Kelly Show. And the likes are coming in and people are liking the show. And they're coming from all over the country. I mean, places where I never thought that people would be interested in watching. Well, they don't watch, but they listen on Blog Talk Radio in Utah and South Dakota, North Dakota, some of the whitest places in America. The folks are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the emails that are coming in. Some good, some not so good. But it's okay, because there's no such thing as bad publicity when you're in the radio business. So if you like me, you hate me, you heard me. So whatever the reason is. So everybody continue to send those emails in. It's R. Kelly Talk. I know it's not R. Kelly Talk. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. That's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. If you have an issue, you have an issue with something that I say, and it seems like every week somebody has some issue with something I say. But anyway, you are welcome, good or bad, to email me, the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. You know, I have a friend. It is hard. These days, it's hard to find friends. You know, if you don't already have some friends, you're going to be in trouble, because these days it is hard to find good friends. I have a friend who's in prison right now, who I hung out with when I was younger, much younger. And we were cut buddies. And, you know, one of the good things about social media is I was able to find out where he is. Because you know how you sometimes think about somebody you haven't seen in years? And I thought about my boy, and I just reached out to somebody on social media who is from the old neighborhood, Storms Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey. And I found out that he was in prison. You know, he was in prison for murder, and he got a life sentence. You know, I was really disappointed to hear that, you know, suffice it to say. And so we have been talking, and, you know, we're very good friends. And every now and then, if he needs money or something like that in his commissary, I call the number, and et cetera, et cetera. And I send my boy money just so he can have a little happiness in his time of need. He's been in prison for 23 years. And I'm like, wow, you know, but I do talk to him every now and then. I do send money to his commissary when he calls me and asks me. He doesn't do it so often. Maybe like once a month he'll call me, you know, because after you've been in prison for that long, people just kind of like, and plus he got a life sentence too. So, you know, people kind of like just fall off, fade off. Some people die and so, et cetera, et cetera. And then it gets to the point where some people just feel like, hey, well, you're in prison. You got a life sentence. You're not coming back. So, you know, but I do want to stick by my homeboy, you know, make sure he gets some of the things that he needs. Very good friend. We go way, way back. We used to tie our Converses up so tight that our feet would get numb. Converses, Pro Kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So shout out to my dude. He can't hear me on the radio, but he's up in Ohio, and You know, and I feel for him, you know, but God willing, he gets some kind of parole or something like that, and he gets out. This is not a federal bid, so it's a state bid, so there's a chance that he may get parole at some point to show him, my boy. Anyway, so, wow, it's, you know, there's a whole lot going on. Like I said, the Trump impeachment has started. Excuse me. And, you know, like I said, there's going to be some stuff going on. If Trump gets impeached and he gets removed from office, there's going to be some stuff. Trust and believe. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's going to be an all-out war or anything like that, but there is going to be some consequences to Donald Trump being removed from office, if he's, in fact, removed from office, which I doubt, because the Republicans hold the edge in the Senate. And I doubt if any Republican is going to vote for Mr. Trump to be removed from office. So we keep an eye on that. It's going to start next Tuesday, I believe. The impeachment trial will begin. And, you know, I advise everybody to keep your eye on that, because you never know. These are things that we need to know about, you know. So anyway, I was reading about the emasculation of black men in television and films. And, you know, where there's a lot of talk about Tyler Perry, who dresses up like a woman, who became famous from dressing up like a woman and has a big sprawling studio now because of the Madea plays, one of which I attended. And, you know, it didn't really didn't bother me that he dressed up as a woman. But, you know, there are some actors who refuse to dress up as a woman. Denzel Washington and some of the others. I don't think that Will Smith has ever done it either. So that's what's going on right now. And, you know, I kind of wonder, you know, what's behind, you know, all of this? What's behind the emasculation of the black man? We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. And no, this is not a black show. This is a show for everybody. Anyway, it's a shout out to my boy. Shout out to Susan Kirkland, Stephanie. Albert Vega, my homeboy. You can catch him on Wednesday night, DY Music Radio. He's spinning the wheels of steel for you every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on DY Music Radio. My main man, Albert Vega. All right, so thank everybody for checking in with me. I appreciate you. You know, man, I tell you, this world is crazy right now. But anyway, so, you know, I look back on, you know, we talk about the old days a lot, like how it was back in the day where, you know, where everybody in the neighborhood was your mama and, you know, you couldn't do nothing wrong because all eyes were on you and it was a better time. Well, you know, that time is not coming back. You know, this is 2020. This is January 16, 2020. And those times are not coming back. As much as we like to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, back in the day is over, you know, because this is a new time now, because we didn't have social media and cell phones. I mean, they had them, but they were way out of my price range for the time when I was younger. So, you know, it's those times are not coming back. And it just gives me a headache when I hear people talk about, you know, we need to go back. We can't go back. We're not going back. We are where we are, and this is the situation right now. And there's not, you know, we can't go back to the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. We cannot go back. That is over with, you know. And I think about I do sometimes reminisce about the old days. Every now and then I'll go back to my old neighborhood in Jersey City. Jersey City in the house, y'all. And I go back and I go through the old neighborhood and kind of reminisce a little bit about some of the things that used to go on back in the day. But, you know, I understand that back in the day was back in the day and it's not coming back. Nobody, you know, because it was a different time. It was a simpler time back then. We didn't have all the distractions that we have now. And it's just turned into a dog eat dog world. I mean, I wouldn't say nobody really cares about nobody, but, you know, again, it's hard to find friends in this time in 2020. It's very, very difficult to find some people who actually give a damn about you. You know, it's hard these days. Shout out to my boy again from he's up in Ohio. And, you know, wow, I'm going to try to get up there and see him when the summertime comes. Hopefully he'll be out by then. But if not, then, you know, we'll just keep praying for him. All right, it's about 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. So I want to talk a little bit about the emasculation of black men in television and film. Now, it's been really thought for decades that you know, people actually think there's an attack on the black community with the system to emasculate black male, take away his resources, and leave him feminine and craving. It's hard to even read this. Leave him feminine and craving the company of another man. Now, if you visit a black city, you'll find that a parade of women accompanying their children around town, the school, sporting events, et cetera, with a massive lack of fathers and male role models in general. Now, I talked a little bit last week about the commercials that are being displayed now with black women and white men. Yeah, and I'm not a racist. You know, I love everybody. You know, long you respect me, I respect you. I'm not a racist. I'm not against white people. And thank God that white people, many of them who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, understand that. As a matter of fact, I get emails from folks who thank me for white folks who thank me for keeping it 100 and not, like just raining down on white people, because, you know, that's just not what I do here on my radio show. I think that we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility, and we can't blame white people for everything. I mean, yeah, there's racism. Yeah, there's redlining. There's so many things that go on behind the scenes. Can't get an apartment. How many times have you seen documentaries that show a black person going to get an apartment and they say no? Then a white person goes to get the same apartment and they say, yeah, oops, I just wiped everybody away. Oh, okay, I got them back. Shout out to Myra Lewis, who also is watching the program. I just had somewhat of an issue with what's being said about black folks. But, you know, part of it is, it's not all lies. You know, it's not all lies. You can go on Facebook. I mean, I know me, when I say anything to anybody on Facebook, it blows into this big blown up, you know, because people have the idea that if they say something on Facebook, nobody's supposed to say anything. Or if you do say something, you're supposed to agree with this particular person. And I think that when you post something on Facebook that, you know, you can't control what's being said. You can't control what people are saying back to you. I mean, you just can't control it. You know, it's Stacey Adams. I finally got the face. So I hope you like the name, a face. Shout out to Billy. Shout out. Hey, Stacey, how you doing? Shout out to Billy Moss down there in Florida. You and your Obama jokes. Shout out to you, man. I hope everything is well, and I hope you're holding on and doing the things you need to do. So you know, there are some issues that are going on in the black community. There's some things that are happening where we bear the responsibility for, like what's going on in our neighborhoods, and you know, and now and you know, and we're coming up on I believe the official celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birth is going to be on Monday. And but the birthday actually, I believe, was the 15th of January. But you know how they set up things, so you know, for the 3-day weekend. So that's why Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday is being celebrated on Monday, because it's going to be a national holiday, and you know how America loves 3-day weekends. So his birthday will be celebrated on Monday. But I wonder what Dr. King would think if he was alive today. What would he think? If he can see, or even if he can see in an afterlife or whatever, even if he can see what's happening in the black community, what has happened since he died, you know, and I probably would be like, why I died for nothing? You know, if I was Dr. Martin Luther King and I can see what's going on today, 2020, I'd be saying, man, I died for nothing. because not a lot has improved. And I'm not talking about legislation or anything like that, because legislation cannot remove what people actually think about us. So, you know, if I would think that he would probably be maybe he may not say he died for nothing, but I think that he would be disappointed if he can see what's going on in the black community today, because it's rough. You know, it's rough. I'll get into that a little bit more in just a few minutes. I've already gone over my 20-minute spiel. So we'll take a quick break. And I say, everybody, hold on to your seats. We're going to get into some stuff. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, 22 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You know, when they told me in school when I attended Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where I got my degree in radio and television, they said, don't ever say the time. You know, don't say the time. Don't say the time, and I do it. Anyway, that's just my little bad habit Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, thank everybody for tuning in. The people on Blog Talk Radio for tuning in to the Ron Kelly Show every Saturday, Thursday night, 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live. So, yeah, so we got a lot going on. I mean, it's, you know, if you, like I said, if you made it from last Thursday to this Thursday, thank the Lord, because, you know, death is like all around us right now. You know, there's people are dying, things falling off of buildings, planes crashing, all kinds of stuff going on. So if you're still here, thank the Lord. And, you know, and if there's something that you want to do with yourself, you need to go ahead, you know, and do it. You know, this is what I've always wanted to do. I enjoy being on the radio and talking to people. It's not about, you know, being famous. Oh, that would be nice. But, you know, it's more about doing what I love. So, you know, I would suggest to anybody, you know, if there's something you really want to do with yourself, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. This is Danny's daughter. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Stacy is Danny. Well, I know. I've thought. What happened to I always talk to your sister. I'm talking to Stacy Adams. She's the daughter of Dan Norman, who is one of my best friends from back in the day. Man, we did some crazy stuff. But anyway, I'm praying for your daddy, and you know, hopefully, you know, and I try to help him out any way I can. So hopefully. You know, things will work out for him. So I can't imagine being incarcerated for 23. I think he's been in jail about 23 years. I just can't imagine that. But speaking of jail, there's, you know, we got the bail reform going on right now where people are not going to jail for minor crimes because I think this came from the young man who was put in jail. As a matter of fact, he spent 2 years. I can't think of his name right now. I'll look it up. Spent 2 years in Rikers in protective custody because he was young, and they didn't want to get to him. And once he got out of jail, he committed suicide. After he got out of jail, not while he was in jail. So shout out to Mike Mazak, my brother from Odessa. Oh, that's the oldest, is saying, okay, you're the same person. All right. You got an alias, okay? I should have had an alias. I should have put somebody else's picture on Facebook. I shouldn't even put my picture up there. But anyway, shout out to Mike Mazak, my brother from Massachusetts. I'm going to get up there this summer, man. I will holler at you somehow or another. We'll get together and talk about old times. We hated each other in the beginning. I wouldn't say hate, but we, you know, that's a lot of times how you meet somebody. It's not always the best, you know, this friction. But, you know, we grow up and we get over it. Anyway, so we got the bail reform going on. And so now people are being released from jail. There's a lot of people that have a problem with that. People are being released from jail for minor crimes, as long as it's not murder or manslaughter or anything like that. No violent crime, attempted murder, attempted manslaughter. As long as it's not a violent crime, people are being released from jail. And there's a lot of folks who have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, right now, they have safeguards in place now with the bail reform, is what they call the bail reform, where there's you can't go to jail anymore for a parking ticket. Because I had a parking ticket, and they can still suspend your license now, but they can't, you know, you won't go to jail for a parking ticket anymore. Traffic offense, you won't go to jail, because I had a parking ticket, and they just threatened to suspend my license, but they didn't, they can't put out, because of bail reform, they cannot put warrants out for your arrest over a parking ticket. So anything that's nonviolent, you can't go to jail. There's a lot of people have a problem with that, because there are some glitches in the system, and some people who, petty theft, and some people who have minor altercations with other folks are getting out of jail, and then they get out and they go right back to jail. So there's a problem with that right now. But, you know, I support bail reform. I don't think that anybody should be locked up because they can't afford to pay, because this is something that affects poor people. I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about people, all people. You know, shout out to Shaw Williams. What's up, my brother? How you doing? All right. This is the thing right now with the bail reform, where people are not, people are being released from jail, and sometimes some are going back. But I know there's some glitches in the system, but I support bail reform. I don't think that you should be sitting up in jail because you can't afford $300. So some people, you know, homeless folks, people who don't have a support system in place, people who, you know, if you're not working and you're in jail and you don't have a job, you know, it's highly unlikely that somebody's going to bail you out unless it's your mom or your daddy or somebody like that. But if you don't have nobody, some people wind up sitting in jail for months, you know, because they don't have the money. It might be a $300 bail, and $300 to some people, it might not be that much to you and me, but for some people, $300 is good, might as well be $300 million, since they can't afford to get out. So I support bail reform, and because I don't think that people should be sitting up in jail for months, sometimes years, because they can't afford to pay their bail. But again, there's a lot of people who have a problem with this, so we're going to keep an eye on that and see what happens in regards to that. So yeah, so man, I'm like exhausted because I really thought about it, so I'm not doing a show today, you know. But I know that there are people who click in when I and there's folks on Block Talk Radio who like to listen to the Ron Kelly Show. So, you know, sometimes you gotta suck it up and do it for them. Shout out to Pedro Rodriguez, my Puerto Rican brother from Patterson, who I agree with a lot in regards to what's going on in that town where I used to live, Patterson, New Jersey. Lived there for 13 years in Patterson, New Jersey, before I finally packed my bags and moved to Montclair. And there's people who have a problem, you know, and there are people who are getting at me because I moved to like a mostly white community. Like, I left the hood. And sometimes you have to leave the hood. I mean, sometimes you got to go. You know, I mean, I'm still advocating for the black community, but I'm just not doing it in the hood anymore. But, yeah, I still haven't lost my hood roots or anything like that. It's just that I didn't want to live, you know, under those conditions anymore, you know, because it's hard, you know, especially if you got a few things, it's hard to live in the hood. You know, people breaking in your car. And I was somebody last time I was in Patterson a few years back, you know, somebody broke my window. It cost $150 to fix that window, you know, to replace that window. And I think it's a shame that, you know, there's places where black folks, you know, live and where black folks can't go. You know, somebody hit my car about a month ago. Somebody hit my car right on Springfield Avenue in Newark. For the people who don't, who live across America, who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, Newark, there's, you know, I'm sure even people that live in California have heard about Newark. And, you know, I was in my car. I couldn't drive my car. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I hope nobody comes up and it'd be insult to injury. If somebody comes up and tries to take whatever I have. I'm sitting there with a broken car and then somebody comes and robs me. But it's a shame that sometimes we can't even go in our own neighborhoods where other black people live. Do we have to be fearful of other black folks? And I think that's terrible. You know, that's terrible. I mean, there's, you know, like some places in Newark and Irvington, I'm sure, you know, across the country, there's other little towns, you know, Gary, Indiana, and Compton and other places, Chicago, where, you know, the life expectancy is very, very short. And, you know, it's a shame that a lot of us can't even go in our own neighborhoods many times. You know, you gotta have your head on a swivel when you go into certain neighborhoods where black folks live. And, you know, and I think it's a shame, a crime, that, you know, you can't even go and in some place you can't go and be around, you know, your own people. You know, folks, you know, I've heard them say, well, I don't want to go in certain areas. I said, I don't either. You know, I said, I'm no safer than you are if I go there. Just because, you know, because it's all about getting. It's not about who, what color you are. It's about, you know, about somebody getting you. So, yeah, so it's a crying shame that that we cannot, we have just as much chance of getting killed, robbed or killed by somebody who looks like me, you know, somebody who is the same color as I am, another black person. And it's really like a shame that this takes place. It's 7:32, everybody listening to the Ron Kelly Show. I was reading something about kids that are trying to change their birth certificates. Now, this isn't about like they got the wrong father on there or anything like that, but some kids, some LGBT kids are trying to, as a matter of fact, a lawsuit was filed because a kid wanted to change his birth certificate from boy to girl, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is like amazing. Now, you know, in Connecticut, for example, there's some lawsuits going on, and I talked about this earlier about transgender boys who were originally boys who transitioned to be girls, but they still have the power of a boy, you know. And I don't, you know, unless it's, I mean, there are some women that are faster than men, but that's rare, you know. They have to be like track stars or something like that. And there's an issue in Connecticut, for example, where the transgender girls are competing with biological girls and they're beating the pants off of them. So there's some folks that are upset about that. So they're filing lawsuits and, you know, trying to get that straightened out. But see, America is so, you know, accommodating, you know, I mean, there's some things that Trump talks about that I do like. I mean, he's the worst person, worst purveyor of any kind of information. But there are some things that he talks about that I do agree with, you know. And America is so accommodating now, you know. People can do whatever they want. You can change your, you know, you can change your identity. You can change your sexuality from man to woman. And even, you know, and it even got to the point where, you know, there was an issue with bathrooms, for example, where the law was that whatever you call yourself, you can go in that bathroom. So if you call yourself a woman, you know, if you're a man, shout out to Kenny Castor, my friend from work. So what was going on was that if you call yourself a woman, you know, you can just go in a woman's bathroom. If you're a girl and you call yourself a boy, you can just go in the boys' bathroom. And I don't think that was just crazy. See, this country is so accommodating. There are some things that should not be, you know, allowed. I'm not talking about Christianity or what God says, what the Bible says. And then Lamont Gates, I don't want to say they're too loud around him because he'll bust the gasket because he has an issue with organized religion. But yeah, so now we have people who are allowed to, like, and I, you know, like, I wouldn't want, if my daughter was in the bathroom, I wouldn't want some guy who calls herself a girl to go in the bathroom while she's in the bathroom. No, I wouldn't want that. You know, I would not want that. It's not that I'm against LGBT people or anything like that, but I don't want somebody who hasn't fully transitioned, meaning operation and cut off your junk or whatever and turn it into whatever. I wouldn't want a guy who calls himself a girl to go in the bathroom if my daughter was in the bathroom. No, hell no. You know, and I don't have anything against LGBT people or anything like that. Y'all know I'm, you know, completely neutral in a lot of ways in regards to LGBT people. But I wouldn't want anybody who is claiming to be a girl, who is really a boy, who just dresses like a girl, to go into the bathroom where my daughter is in the bathroom. I don't think so. But the America is just too accommodating. Like, anything goes in this country. And we talk about freedom and the Constitution and, you know, and all these things. But I don't think the people, the framers, who they call them, the slave owners, actually, which they actually were, I don't think that that's what they had in mind in regards to how America works, you know. And there's just, you know, you can sue for anything in this country. You can sue for anything. And remember the lady who sued for the lady who sued McDonald's because the coffee, she put the coffee between her legs and it spilled and it burned her. She sued and the lady got paid. Now, that was your idiocy for putting hot coffee between your legs. That was your mistake. But the lady was able to sue. And this is going back maybe 20 years, where the lady was able to sue McDonald's because the coffee had spilt on her leg. So you can sue for anything. Now, people are now, you know, now what's happening with the immunizations, for example. There are people who don't think their kids should be immunized. I really have a problem with families, mothers who don't think their kids should be immunized. So, you know, so it's all right for you to send your kid with the measles or chicken pox, whatever, who hasn't been immunized. It's all right for you to send him to school and infect everybody else. So in New Jersey, as a matter of fact, there is a proposal that would eliminate a religious exemption from immunization. Religious, and now this don't have nothing to do with it, religion. This is just some people's beliefs that immunizations cause harm to kids. Some people just believe that, but they use religion as an excuse. I mean, people who probably haven't been to church in years are I forgot to put some water on my table. People who probably haven't been to church in years are using religion to exempt themselves from getting their kids immunized. So I think that's totally crazy because, I mean, you know, I remember, you know, this stuff wasn't even going on back in the day. And I'm not trying to say bring back the day back, because back in the day is gone. But now we have people who don't want to immunize their kids and want to send their kids to school with measles. We had a measles epidemic a little while back. I'm not going to say the nationality, I mean, the ethnicity of the people who were proposing this nonsense, because, you know, we got a lot going on with those particular people at the moment. So I won't say who they were, But we did have a measles epidemic where kids were not being vaccinated. They were being sent to school. Now, I don't know if the, because you're supposed to have your shot papers when you enroll in school. I mean, at least they did back when I was a little kid. You had to have your shot papers. You had to prove that you had your immunizations before you could be allowed to go to school. So we just recently, last year, as a matter of fact, late last year, we had a situation where people were sending their kids to school and the kids were not vaccinated. And there was measles going around all over the place, you know, and I'm like, what? But you see, because of the ethnic group, because of certain ethnic groups are protected in America, you know, now I'm going to get a little racial now. Some ethnic groups in America have more liberties than others. And the ethnic groups who have more liberties are the ones who have more money. That's just the bottom line, you know. And because poor people just, you know, I mean, there are some things you can get in America, but poor people just have a hard time because they don't, poor people don't have any power in this community. I mean, in this country, it's the wealthy and well-to-do who have all the power in America. You can spend $25,000 to sit at the table with Trump or Obama or whoever, because he did it too. He did it too. He had those fundraisers where $5,000 a plate, $10,000 a plate, $25,000 a plate. You know, and people who actually pay $25,000 to sit with the president. But see, those are the people who get things done. Like, for example, with the corporate tax cut that Trump proposed. Now, those people who benefited from the corporate tax cut are people who are already wealthy and rich. You know, so if you can afford to sit at the table with Trump or Obama or Biden, whoever wins this next election, you have more liberties than most people because, you know, we talk about the stock market. They talk about the stock market now growing over 29,000. And that does nothing for me. You know, even with a 401k, that does nothing for me or people who have a 401k. What that does is for people who own hundreds of thousands of shares of stock, people who have an actual portfolio, those are the people who benefit from the stock market being where it is. So they tell me, you know, So the Republicans talk about the country's doing well and unemployment is down to 3%. But see, but these are the remnants of the Obama administration. You see, because Trump didn't walk into a minefield like Obama did when he won what's up to my nephew Tony Jr. What's up? We'll talk. You see, what's going on in America today, the stuff that's happening, these are the remnants of the Obama administration. Because when Obama became president, it was right in the middle of the housing crisis where people were, it was easy to get a house 10 years ago. It was real easy. People were fabricating. People you know, they were making up false check stubs and stuff like that, and saying that they were making $100,000 a year when they were only making $50,000 a year, and they bought houses, and the banks had something to do with it too. It was money for everybody until the jig was up and the thing exploded. So when Obama became president, the banks, the stock market, everything was jacked up, and I think that what's going on with Trump now is that these are the remnants of the Obama administration. So the things like the stock market and the unemployment rate and so many other stuff that's going on, there's a lot of jobs out there right now. Now, are they jobs that pay a living wage? Well, that's another story. But the country is doing well, so to speak. And this is because of Obama. It's not really because of Trump. All right, 15 minutes left. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and I'm going to blow this joint in just a few minutes. Anyway, everybody, we'll be right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. That was the wrong one.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
All righty then. 13 minutes left. We're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Javonna Cree, who is the founder of IMU Media Company, the news and media production. I'll be talking to him and try to get some stuff going on. It's 2020. It's time to get things moving. And like I said earlier in the program, the world is just so dangerous right now. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Man, if you can, you know, thank God for another year, 2020, 2019, 2020, because it's such a dangerous world. The roads are dangerous, the skies, you know, the streets, it's just like crazy out here right now. So if you are still here, thank your God, not your lucky stars, but thank God that you are still here. You know, I see sometimes birthdays, you know, because people die, people who are on social media die, and and social media people don't know they're dead, and they probably really don't care. So you see, every now and then I see a birthday of somebody who's dead, who I know they're dead. And, it just strikes me. I'm like, wow, that person's dead. But, you know, the person's, whatever they're doing on here, doesn't get, the social media profile does not get deleted when someone dies. And, you know, so every now and again, I'll see a birthday shout out to somebody who I know is dead, you know. But me, I'll live on forever. If something happens to me, God forbid, I live on forever. The Ron Kelly Show will be on the internet until there is no more internet. So if anybody wants to, I'll tell you what, do it while I'm still alive. blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. So do it while I'm still here. If you want to check out an old show, there's about 200 shows on Blog Talk Radio. I've been on there for a couple of years. So if you want to, if you miss something, or if you want to, you know, hear my voice, you might have missed the show or whatever the case may be. If I'm not on the air 1 week or whatever, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can check me out. Shout out to my son, Ron Kelly Jr., who has his own program. Boy, I'm just scared to even listen to it, but because my son is like off the chain, and I can only imagine what he'd be talking about. But I am going to listen to it one day, and maybe we'll even do a program, you know, together. It's a beautiful thing when your son kind of follows in your footsteps. You know, my son, you know, has his own radio program, so, you know, we're not friends on Facebook because I don't want to see some of the stuff he says. It just gives, you know, I wouldn't say gives you the creeps, but he's young, so he's going to say stuff, and, you know, and so we're not friends on Facebook. Yeah, I love my son. We're friends, you know, in real life, but we're not friends on Facebook because I don't want to see the stuff he be talking about. Anyway, it's 10 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, the vice president and general manager of 107.5 WBLS and WLIBAM. Shout out to him. I've spoken to him a couple of times. Hey, he might check me out on the open line one day. Who knows? You know, we'll see if we can make it happen. Anyway, yeah, they were talking about a plane that, you know, they were sitting by. Now, can you imagine you're sitting in the plane, you're on a plane, you're sitting by the window, and the engine starts flaming out. Man, I can't even imagine what I would be thinking. You know, well, actually, I'd be thinking that the plane is going to crash. But, there was a plane that happened the other day, and they were showing the film, the clip. I saw the news clip. I'm like, wow. I can't imagine what I would, you know, you're sitting on a plane, you're getting ready to go somewhere, and you're like, yeah, we're going to Bermuda, we're going to Barbados, or the place where you'd be, Miami, someplace nice, and the plane's engines catch on fire. As a matter of fact, speaking of planes, it was the anniversary of the Sully Sullivan. I believe it was a 10-year anniversary to Sully Sullivan, who landed that plane on the Hudson River. I mean, can you imagine, you know, God was on that plane for sure, because the chances of that plane landing and nobody not even getting a scratch was, it's incalculable, the odds of the plane landing on the Hudson River, a jumbo jet landing on the Hudson River and nobody getting hurt. Those people were it just wasn't their time, you know, it just wasn't their time, because you can't imagine someone being able to land a plane. An emergency situation like that, where I believe there was some seagulls that, you know, seagulls fly over water, and there were some seagulls who got sucked into the jet engine, and the engines went out, and the plane, and somehow Captain Sully Sullenberg, matter of fact, they made a movie out of it, Tom Hanks starred in it, Sully, landed that plane on the Hudson River. And I'm like, wow. You know, it just wasn't their time. I would have to, man, I just can't imagine, you know, how those people felt, you know, faced with their own mortality, you know. And at some point, we're all going to be faced with our own mortality, you know. Just glad to still be here. All right, it's about 7 minutes before the hour, everybody. I really didn't do much this week in regards to, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to talk about, because there's so much going on, you know, with Trump and you know, just so much going on. You know, I was reading about, and I knew this was going to happen, about the Black Princess. And you think America is racist, you know, the United Kingdom, Britain is a lot worse than America in regards to racism. And they ran her out of town. I know some of y'all who pay attention to the news heard that the Prince Harry and the Princess, well, the Dukes, rather, Duke and Duchess, Meghan Markle, you know, is a sister, Black girl who married Prince Harry, is Duke now, who married Prince Harry. And, you know, and the media over there just won't let up. They just won't let up. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother Jimmy, screw Trump. Shout out to Lamont Gates, the unflappable one, Lamont Gates, and Jimmy Williams. Yeah, so they ran poor Meghan Markle out of town, you know. And like I said, you think racism is bad in America. You go to Great Britain, those Black folks in Great Britain are having a problem, you see, because, you know, even in America, even though there's a lot of racism in America, Britain doesn't have a constitution. You know, being racist is still fashionable over there. And, you know, so, and I kind of knew that once she married into that family, there was going to be a problem, you know. And since Meghan Markle married Prince Harry, it's been, they just won't let up. You know, the British press have a problem with this Black girl marrying into the royal family. The royals don't really mean anything anymore. I mean, they used to back in the day, but Now they have a prime minister and they have a House of Commons and, you know, somewhat similar to what we have here in America. And the Queen doesn't make any decisions anymore. Queen and the whole family, I don't know, they're just there because, I don't know, since they don't have a Hollywood and, you know, they don't have, you know, basketball players and stuff like football players and all that stuff, TMZ, I guess the Royals are the only, like, real stars in Great Britain. And they ran the poor girl out of town. I know because I was reading about them saying they want to step back from being, you know, from their royal duties because the press has been unrelenting against her and him. You know, so I kind of knew that was going to happen. Not making any big predictions, but I knew that once she got married, the British press wasn't having it. You know, black girl marrying into the royal family, soiling the royal lineage with her net blackness. So now they've decided that they want to live here, and I believe they said they want to live in Canada. So they've been run out of town. So like I said, you think that we have a problem here in America with racism? You go over there, and you're really going to catch it. Because I remember Oprah trying to go to the store, Harrods, big time department store. It's like the equivalent of Bloomingdale's here in America. And Oprah, and they didn't want to let Oprah in the store. You know, Oprah went to buy this handbag. The handbag was $20,000. And they didn't think that she had the money to buy this handbag. And I remember it was a big story back in the day when Oprah was on television where she, they wouldn't let her in that store because she was black. So, you know, it's rough, but over here it's bad too. But over there it's even worse. Anyway, 2 minutes, two and a half minutes left before I break out of here. Shout out to, you know, I wrote the person's name down and I lost it somewhere on my table. I'll shout them out next week because people are liking the I haven't done Real Talk Live with Ron Kelly in years, and people are still liking. People are still liking that page, so I appreciate you folks who still engage me every Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on the Ron Kelly show. So yeah, so Trump, you know, the impeachment has begun, and you better believe that if he gets removed, watch out. There's going to be problems here in this country. Now, I'm not saying a full-out war. I'm not saying all-out war. But, you know, there's people out in the woods who are, they call them the survivalists or the doomsday preppers. They're people who are preparing for the end of society as we know it now. They're preparing, you know, stockpiling food and, you know, and generators to generate electricity. Because there are people out there who believe that society in this country will melt down one day. There are people who actually believe that. And they are out there. They are out there stocking their building homes in the middle of nowhere. Some people who believe there's going to be a nuclear war at some point, and they don't want to be anywhere near the major cities like New York, San Francisco, Dallas, St. Louis, Chicago, who many believe who will get first strike. So, so it's a dangerous world we live in, man. It's just very, very dangerous. It's just thank God that he's holding his over this country. And because we've got missiles, the other people got missiles. And, you know, it's a lose-lose for both of us. So that's what's keeping everybody at bay. So anyway, thanks so much for joining me. It's 45 seconds before the hour of 8 o'clock. January 20th, 2020, already the 20th day of 2020. So everybody, make it happen for yourselves. It's a new year. I'm definitely going to try myself. And as I like to say before I break out, that it's nice to be, I feel a little bit under the weather, people, so everybody excuse me. But I like to say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice in that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it. much. I'm done.